弟兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, BICF.
欢迎来到我们的 Unity Sunday.
Welcome to Unity Sunday.
Yeah. 你们知道吗？今年是 BICF 40周年的这个纪念。
Did you know this year is BICF's 40th anniversary?
Yeah. 我们从1980年在大使馆就是几个人的聚会，经过40年的时间已经成长成16个教会，几千个人的聚会。
So since 1980 we met as a small group of people in an embassy, and until today we have over 16 churches meeting here at 21st century.
每次有一个特别特别的时刻，就像今天，不管是 GOS 的 Weekend 还是 Unity Sunday， 你会看到万国万民，就是各种不同的教会在台上敬拜神的时候，你就感觉到这就是合一。
It's an amazing thing to see people from all sorts of nations gathering in one place to praise the name of Jesus, and that is why we're going to be talking about unity today.
That's right.所以说你会发现，在可是在这过去的40年看起来这么灿烂的一个历史，可是在经过这到第40年的时候， BSF 的未来老实讲还真的非常的不确定。
So even though for the past 40 years we've been having a very steady history meeting here at 21st century, the future is maybe not so steady.
第一个，我们的人群在快速的改变，人群的架构在快速的改变，外国人在这里工作的人越来越少，会有也流动的越来越快。
Firstly, there's much less expats working in Beijing. The people coming in and out of Beijing is increasing rapidly.
可是一个好的领袖会跟你说，危机就是转机。
But a great leader will tell you that a problem is not a problem, but it's an opportunity.
你会发现以色列人也是一样，经过40年在旷野里，在旷野里不断的在这个迷失的以后，他们看到了这个他们的 Promised Land， 也就是他们的应许之地，他们心中想的是什么？
So you can even observe the Israelites when they were in the desert wandering around for 40 years. We just want to wonder, what are they thinking about? What are they going through during that time?
以色列人看到的不是应许之地，乃是看到一个又高又大的耶利哥的城墙。
The Israelites didn't see what they needed to see, but what they saw was the wall of Jericho that needed to come down.
然后在那个城墙里面，他看到他们知道的都是巨人住在里面。预计以色列人讲说什么，在耶利哥人面前，以色列人就像一个蚱蜢一样。
So they saw within Jericho were giants. They compared themselves. They didn't see themselves good enough, and they said that they were ants compared to these people.
可是这个结果大家都很知道，神做了一个神迹，让耶利哥城。在以色列人环绕他七天以后，奇迹似的，耶利哥的城墙竟然倒塌了。
But God did an amazing miracle. After 7 days of marching around the walls of Jericho, the walls of Jericho came falling down.
每次我们在讨论到这段经文的时候，大家都说感谢主，又是一个神的神迹。
Every time we talk about this scripture, everybody's thinking, "Praise the Lord! What a miracle from God!"
可是你有没有想过一件事情？每一个神迹后面都是神经过人的手在做这件事情。
But have you ever wondered how God actually uses His miracles, but through people, through partnering with people?
如果神没有使用以色列人来环绕耶利哥城七圈的话，今天耶利哥城会倒塌吗？
If God didn't use humans to march around the wall of Jericho 7 times, would the walls have fallen down?
所以说到底在这里面神对我们的教导是什么，神要我们看到的是什么。
So what is the Lord trying to teach us through that story? What does he want us to be able to see and walk away with?
这也就是今天我们所要讲的真正的秘密，叫做共振的力量。
So that is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about how to resonate to unity.
神如何使用共振的力量来摧毁耶利哥的城。
How the Lord uses resonance to break down the walls of Jericho.
神也如何使用共振力量来摧毁我们内心的恐惧。
And how the Lord can also use resonance to break down the walls of fear in our own lives.
什么叫做共振的力量？
What is resonance?
它是一组物体或者是一群人以相同的频率不断地在震动，达到一个合一的境界以后，它变成一股力量，可以击碎任何东西。
It's when people come together unified, coming together as one people to face one problem together.
Great job.
Thank you.
We're in unity. All right, man. All right. 所以说我儿子他在刚学钢琴的时候，他有个节拍器，大家知道节拍器是什么吗？
So when his son,
metronome, yes.
I didn't know what that was either. Yeah. So his son, when he was practicing piano, he would be practicing with the rhythm of a metronome.
Metronome 在我儿子面前，它代表是什么？是一个标准，是代表一个方向，是代表一个权，某种程度的一种它的一种对准的一个权利。为什么呢？他要按照这个 metronome 节拍器来，按照他的节拍来弹他的钢琴。
So the metronome is important for his son while he's playing piano because it gives him a rhythm, a standard to adhere to, and it also gives him guidance as he practices.
我每次想到节拍器，我就想到亚当和夏娃。为什么呢？
Every time I think about the metronome, I think about
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
因为亚当夏娃吃了善恶树的果子以后，每个人都像神一样，可能分别善恶了，自己有自己的标准了。
So when Adam and Eve were coming to the tree of life, everybody had their own standard. Adam had his thoughts, and Eve had her own thoughts.
你有没有想过，当我把一百个节拍器放在一起，按照他们自己的这个自己的节奏在震动的时候，你会想会造成多大的混乱呢？
So imagine if we put 100 metronomes together and turned all of them on at the same time. Imagine what big of a mess that would be.
我们现在就看一个视频，把一百个节拍器放在以后，它如何从混乱中达成那。共振的力量。
So right now we're going to turn our attention to the screen and watch a video of 100 metronomes working together in resonance to create unity.
You'll
notice that the rhythm is becoming more and more unified.
逐渐的，这一百个节拍器变成同一个一股力量。
Eventually, the 100 metronomes that are ticking will become one metronome ticking.
他们的行动也合一了。
Their movement is becoming more unified.
他们又不是人，他们又没有头脑，他们怎么能做得到这样子呢？
They're not even human beings. They don't have brains. How could they do it?
这就是共振的力量。
This is resonance to unity, resonating to unity.
大家看了以后有没有觉得很讶异？有吗？
When you watched the video, did you find it very interesting?
我也觉得很 interesting.可是今天我们是主日，我们不是做科学，是吗？
But today is Sunday service. We're not learning science.
我们还是要回到圣经里面。
So we're going to go back to the word.
看神如何带领我们达到那共振的力量。
And we're going to talk about how the Lord can help us resonate to unity together.
我们回到约书亚书第六章第一章到十六节。
We're going to be talking and learning from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, 1 to 16.
我们不会请大家一起念这一章，我想大家都应该熟到可以背了吧，对不对？
So we're not going to ask everyone to read it together. You guys should know well enough to memorize it and spit it out to us, right?
可是我会把这共振的力量分解成七个步骤，一步步的用圣经来讲给你们听。
But we're going to be talking about how to achieve resonance with 7 steps.
Okay, 第一个共振力量最重要是什么？我们需要一个意向 ，one vision.
What is the most important step? The first step to achieving unity is to have one vision.
什么叫做意向？
What is vision?
其实意向很简单，就是解决问题的那个答案。
Vision is simple. It's solving a problem.
其实每个人在这世界上都有很多的问题。
Actually, many of us here today, we have many problems in life.
这世界上也有很多的问题。
The world has many problems.
神他创造世界，六天创造了世界，可是他并没有把世界创造完成。
So the Lord created the world in 6 days, but He didn't make it perfect.
他说我邀请你
He asked us to partner with Him.
成为我的同工，成为我的工头
And to partner with Him in what He was doing.
成为我好的管家
To become faithful stewards.
我们一起来解决世界的问题。
We're going to solve the world's problems together.
我们一起把这世界做得更好。
We're going to make this world better together.
因此，我要给你一个图案。
I'm going to give you a vision.
我要给你一个意象。
I'm going to give you the picture of what.
你带着这个意象。
You'll take this vision.
把世界变得更好。
And change the world.
这就是意象。
This is vision.
所以当这个以色列人看到这个高大的这个耶利哥的城墙的时候，他看到的是什么？
So when the Israelites were looking at the walls of Jericho, what did they see?
他看到一个很大的问题。
They saw a huge problem.
他看到很大的恐惧。
They saw fear.
可是在约书亚书第六章第二节他说。
But in Joshua 6 verse 2 it says,
耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中。
And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men.
我们人所看到的是问题。
When we see, as humans, we see it as a problem.
可是神给意象里面却是答案。
But when the Lord gives us a vision, there is an answer.
所以约书亚看到的是什么？
So what did Joshua see?
他看到是如何解决这问题的答案。
He saw a problem that needed to be solved.
我请问，神给你看到的答案是什么？
What solution has the Lord given to you for your problems?
神给你看到的意象是什么？
What is the vision that the Lord has placed on your heart?
你对这个意象到底做了些什么？
What actions have you taken to reach this vision?
我刚刚讲过，今天神做任何事情，他不是直接去做，他是经过人一起与他同工去做。
And as we've spoken about today, the Lord is not going to do everything on his own, but he's going to partner with us and give it an opportunity.
因此，他把这个意象给了约书亚以后
，So after he gave the vision to Joshua,
他邀请他与他一起同工
，He gave Joshua the opportunity to partner with him,
成为成就这意象的领袖
，To become the leader of the vision.
可是，一个领袖最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing as a leader?
很多人说很多啊，非常多的。我们要成为领袖，有太多的事情要学了。
Many people will say that all of us have to become leaders, but then there's so many things that we all have to learn.
其实我认为最重要就是谦卑。
But I actually believe that the most important thing is to be humble.
因为如果你没有办法在神面前谦卑的话，你如何去执行他的指令呢？
If you're not humble before the Lord, how can you carry out what He's asking you to carry out?
你会发现，神不但是给了约书亚意象，他也很明确跟他讲说，你该如何去做。
So not only did the Lord give Joshua the vision, He also told him how to do that.
他说不但这个要把耶利哥和基利耶利哥城及他的王一切人交在你手上，他说你要以一切的兵力环绕这城，一日环绕六，一日环绕一次，六日都要这样行。
So he gave Joshua the steps of how to reach his vision. He told him that he was going to deliver the king and its fighting men into his hands, and all he had to do was march around the city seven times.
可是我们是怎么来面对我们的意象？
So how do we confront the vision on our hearts?
我们心中有一个感动。
Sometimes we'll have a feeling.
我要做一个非常健康的饮食的餐厅。
I want to open a healthy restaurant.
结果我就赶快去做了。
So I'm going to go do it.
我忘了问神说我该怎么做。
And then I forget to ask, how do I do that, God?
神会给你一步一步的每一步的行动，教你去怎么做。
The Lord will give you step by step of how to achieve that vision.
一个领袖不是一个好的领袖。
A leader is not only just a good leader.
如果他是走在神的前面。
If he is following the Lord's step, if he is walking before the Lord.
所以他每做一件事，他应该先问神说，我该怎么去做。
So before doing things, before asking God, he should ask God how to do it.
这是唯一神能把他的旨意真正的行在地上，如同行在天上的方式。
So this is how God gets His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven.
第三步，我们需要有同一个身份。
Thirdly, we need to have one identity.
你有没有想过身份非常的重要？
Have you ever wondered how important an identity is?
如果有一个非常高压性的一个老板。他回到家中，还是把他这个高压性的老板的身份带回家以后，你觉得他家庭会发生什么的问题
？What if a high pressure, high stressed boss took that same identity back home? What would happen?
我觉得他太太跟小孩都会很倒霉吧。
I feel like the kids and the family would really suffer.
为什么？什么身份会带出什么样的行动
？So what the kind of the identity that you carry is the kind of action that you're going to walk around with.
你想想看，以色列人他在旷野里，他在这边环绕的，在这里面这个游走了四十年的时候，他们是带着什么身份在这里面
？What did the Israelites identify themselves as while they were wandering through the desert for 40 years?
你有没有想过，他们可能还认为他们是埃及的奴隶吧？
They most likely thought that they were still slaves from Egypt.
是啊，所以怪不得他们走了四十年，还是走不进他什么迦南美地。
So that's why they were wandering for 40 years and never made it to the promised land.
说最后这个第二代的这个以色列人，他们在这个有个地方叫做吉甲的地方。
So eventually the Israelites reach a place called Gilgal.
Gilgal 是什么意思？就是把这埃及的一切的羞辱从你们身上滚出去吧。
What does Gilgal mean? Gilgal was a place that was significant because the Lord declared that I will remove all your experiences from Egypt here at Gilgal.
全部的以色列人在那边行了割礼。
All the Israelites there were meeting together.
然后呢，他们在那里重新确认了他们的身份。
And then they re-identified themselves as the Lord's people.
他们不再认为自己就是那奴隶了。
They stopped believing that they were slaves.
说这一群人才能用他最新及唯一的身份进入到那迦南美地。
With this new identity, this is how the next generation would get into the promised land.
我想我们坐在这里的应该大家都是基督徒吧。
I feel like there's a lot of Christians in this building, yeah?
如果我想问大家，基督徒代表的是什么身份
？But what do we identify? What is our identity as a Christian?
如果我问十个人，可能有五个不一样的答案。
If I asked five people, you might have five different answers.
那如何用正确的身份带领出正确的行动
？So how do we have a solid identity and carry out what God has called us to?
如果一个教会有十种不同的身份，带出十种不同的行动
？If a church has 10 identities, it's going to have 10 different paths.
那我们如何能达成那共振呢
？So how do we resonate to unity then?
这是一个非常非常重要的一个问题。
This is a very important issue.
我们每个人都是非常爱神的基督徒。
We all love the Lord a lot.
我们每个人都很努力地为神在传福音，与神一起在传福音。
We're serving the Lord faithfully and sharing His gospel to the people that need it.
可是，难道我们不希望把力量结合在一起，形成那真正神给我们那共振的力量吗
？But shouldn't we be doing that together in unity?
可是，这最重要的是什么？我们的领袖要给予什么？一个明确的目标。
But the most important thing with this vision is that there needs to be one goal.
目标是什么？目标就是一个明确的方向感。
What is a goal? A goal is an accurate, a clear direction.
而且不但是方向感，而要有很明确的什么，要有设定明确的边界。
Not only do you need a direction, but you need to have boundaries.
约书亚领受神的话语以后，他给予他的人民一个非常明确的一个目标。
After Jesus was spending time with God, he gave his disciples and his people a very clear mission.
他说：“你们要这样做。”
He said, "This is how you got to do it."
他说七个祭司拿着七个羊角走在耶和华面前吹角。
So Joshua said to have seven priests carrying seven rams and walking before the ark of the Lord.
所以说你看有一队人，这一队人你想有多少人？据记圣经记载应该有四万多人。这四万多人要环绕耶利哥城七天，你有没有觉得这是一个多大的一个这个非常 chaotic、非常混乱的情况吧？
And after these priests, you would have 40,000 estimated Israelites following them, going around the walls of Jericho.
可是这个队伍是这样子，这队伍是这样，是前面有一群人站在这里，叫做什么？他是有七个 priests， 然后吹着七个号角。
So the image looks like this: there are seven priests standing at the front of this huge crowd, and they're blowing on seven trumpets.
然后在他们面前有一群叫做带着兵器的人，其实真正在圣经里面叫做被装备好的人。
And before the priests, ahead of them were actually armor bearers.
我想约书亚应该就是站在里面。
And Joshua was most likely standing with them.
在吹着七个号角后面是什么？约柜，有人扛着约柜，也就是代表神在这里面。
So after those seven priests with the seven trumpets were the people carrying the ark of the Lord.
那这个约柜后面呢，就是全部跟着一起的其他的在这边打仗的群众。
And the crowd of people, the Israelites would be following right after.
你有没有想过为什么神要这样子做
？Have you ever wondered why God had that specific?
他为什么要安排这样子的一个顺序及这样子的一个整个环绕城的一种目标呢
？Why did he choose to place those people specifically there and ask them to walk seven times around the walls?
我想问大家一个问题：当你面对你最大的恐惧的时候，你会做什么事情
？So we have a question for you. When you're facing your biggest fear, how do you react?
你会跑吗
？Do you run？
如果你看着他，你会感觉到什么样子
？When you look at fear in the eyes, what do you feel？
你可能会被你的恐惧充满着你全部的思想吧。
Maybe the fear will paralyze you。
以色列人在环绕耶利哥城的时候，他们就在面对他们的恐惧。
As the Israelites were going around the walls of Jericho, they were facing their fear.
他们也害怕。
They were scared too.
他们也害怕，这害怕的一切的思念就环绕，就充满着他们自己。
All they could think about was fear. It took over them.
神也知道啊。
And the Lord knows that.
神所以说，神说要七个 priest 在那里吹着号角。
So that's why the Lord put seven priests ahead of the entire crowd.
你知道吹号角的意思是什么吗？
Do you know what blowing trumpets means?
整个圣经里面记载，号角的意思就是神在说话的意思。
It means that the Lord is speaking.
号角的字叫做 shapa。
The trumpet means the.
就 shapa。shapa yeah. 然后它是有什么穿透灵魂的力量
？It has the power to split through the soul.
这个穿透灵魂力量会让人生命复苏的一个力量。
It'll revive the person.
你有没有想过，当你耳朵不断的听着这个 shapa 的时候，你的专注力就在那个神的声音上面
？Because when you're listening to the trumpet, that's all you can hear. All you can hear is the Lord and focusing on the Lord.
那你眼睛放在哪里
？Where do you keep your eyes?
你眼睛看着那约柜，因为跟着约柜一起走。
You're going to be keeping your eyes on the ark of the Lord and following the ark of the Lord.
就像彼得在加利利海上的时候。
Just like when Peter was on the Sea of Galilee,
大风大浪
with the winds and the waves.
耶稣说：“你看着我，就跟着我来吧。”
Jesus said, "Keep your eyes on me and follow me."
他竟然能在水上行走
and then he walked on water.
可当眼睛一看着他的恐惧的时候
but the moment he took his vision off Jesus and looked at his fear,
他就差点掉到海里去了
he almost drowned in the sea.
耶稣也知道，不，神也知道耶利以色列人所面临的恐惧。
The Lord knew the fear that the Israelites had in their hearts.
他说：“你不要看着你的恐惧，你不要为你的恐惧所捆绑。”
But he said to not focus on the fear. Don't be strangled by it.
你耳朵听着我的声音。
Keep your ears on what I'm saying.
你眼睛看着我。
Keep your eyes on what I'm doing.
这样子的话，我可以帮你战胜这个恐惧。
This way, I can help you overcome your fear.
可是这个够吗
？But is this enough?
还不够。
Now.
他还跟他讲说，他说什么？你在环绕这六圈的时候，你不能一句话不可说出你的口，要等我吩咐你呼喊的日子，那才能可以呼喊。
But Joshua had commanded the army not to shout, not to cry out as they were going around the walls until he gave them the command.
你有没有发现，当你在说话的时候，你就没有在聆听了
？Don't you realize that when you start talking, you stop listening?
你没有在聆听的时候，你听得到神在与你的一切的指示吗？
When you are staying still and listening to the Lord, can you hear what He's saying?
说这些以色列人在环绕耶利哥城的时候，他的眼睛、他的耳朵，甚至他的嘴巴，都有一个非常明确的目标。
And as Israelites were going around the walls of Jericho, not only was their vision and their hearing focused on the Lord, but they were also waiting for the command of the Lord to speak.
所以说，这也就是为什么一个领袖必须要给予一个非常明确的一个目标。
This is why a leader has to set a very clarified goal.
如果你的领袖给你，或者是你给别人一个非常模糊的目标的时候，你相信你这多少人一定会走乱掉。
So if a leader doesn't give you a clear goal, many people are going to go many different directions.
如果你有同一个目标的时候，你必须要有个同一个行动。
So as you have one goal, you also have to act on it together.
如果你问我 ，Gene， 你的耶利哥城是什么
？Today we're going to ask Gene, what is your wall of Jericho?
我跟你讲，这就是我的身材，我的体重。
His body weight and his physical appearance.
为什么？因为我从小就是一个非常爱吃的一个人。
Because from as a kid, he loved to eat.
我胃口特别的好。
He's got he can eat a lot.
我可以不断的吃。
He could never stop eating.
我从小就吃的非常的胖，因为我爷爷奶奶非常爱我。
His grandparents loved him so much. That's why, as a kid, he ate till he was very chubby.
孩子多吃点没有关系，多吃点没有关系。
It's okay. Eat some more. Don't worry.
就越吃越多，我连衣服都穿不下了。
The more he ate, the less clothes.
结果我到了学校，我的裤子也破了。
And when he got to school, his pants ripped.
结果就全部的同学笑。
And all his classmates laughed.
笑了以后我就哭了。
And then he cried.
我幼小的心里就受到了伤害。
And he got hurt as a child.
可是呢，我就还是胖，还是瘦不下来。
And ever since then, he's never been able to get skinny.
这个困扰环绕等就是困扰了我一辈子。
This has been following my entire life.
可是你会说 ，Gene， 你看起来好像不是太胖现在。
Gene, you don't look too bad.
Yeah, 因为我克服了我耶利哥城。
Because I overcame my wall of Jericho.
可是我要跟你讲是怎么样克服的。
But I'm gonna tell you how I overcame it.
当我开始学习这个共振力量的时候
，As I was learning how to resonate to unity,
我发现我自己搞不定。
I realized that I couldn't do it myself.
我必须要靠一群人一起来达成一个共振，来击败我的耶利哥城。
I realized that I need to surround myself with people that would do it with me.
因此，我呼召了一群跟我想要减肥一样想要减肥的人。
So I called everyone that I knew that also wanted to lose weight to do it together.
我说你们想不想要击败你们耶利哥城啊
？Do you guys want to lose weight?
他们说我想要。
They said yes.
我说那就一起做吧。
Then let's do it together.
那要怎么做呢
？And everyone was like, "How do we do that?"
我也不知道啊。
I'm not sure.
去运动吗
？Do we work out?
不行啊，运动两天就不想运动了。
Yeah, but we don't feel like working out.
少吃吗
？Should we eat less?
就是爱吃才会到今天这种程度吗？
对不对 ？The only reason why we got here is because we love to eat.
后来我们就找到一个非常非常简单的一个行动。
So we found a very easy actionable step.
我说大家，我说伙伴们，我们只干一件事情。
So guys, he told his friends, we're only going to do one thing.
你把你每一餐所要吃的东西拍张照片，上传到一个微信的小打卡的平台上面。
Every meal that you take, just take a photo and share it with our group.
然后每个人，我每餐都要打卡，都要上传。
And every meal that we had to take photos and share it.
结果我们这十几个人每餐就一面吃饭一面拍照。
And eventually, every time we went out to eat, all of us would be just taking photos of our food.
然后周围的人都在骂我们。
And everyone around us would be so annoyed.
你干嘛这么爱你吃的东西，还要拍他照片？
They'd ask, "Wow, do you really love your food that much to take
photos?" 我说不是不是，我们在形成一个共振的力量。
Jane said, "No, we're just trying to resonate to unity."
我不想跟你说话，你继续吃吧。
I don't want to talk to you guys. Continue eating.
结果呢，我们做了一个八周的一个计划。
Eventually, the group with Jane, they did an 8-week plan.
我们每一天就只做一件事情。
And every day they did one thing together.
拍照。
We took photos.
上传。
We uploaded them.
继续吃。
And we continued eating.
拍照。
We took photos.
上传。
We shared the photos.
你有没有感觉好像我们也在环绕那耶利哥城
？Don't you feel like that's just going around the walls of Jericho?
结果你知道八周以后发生什么事情吗
？And guess what happened after 8 weeks?
我们竟然全部都瘦了。
We actually all lost weight.
这是不敢相信的事情。
This is unbelievable.
我说到底发生了什么事情
？I asked the Lord, "What happened?"
我说神，难道这是一个奇迹吗
？Is this a miracle?
其实不是。
Actually, it's not.
我们只是产生了一个共振的力量。
It was just because of the strength of the community.
我们只是做了那简单的行动。
We did one easy actionable step.
我们只是上传了我们的照片而已。
All we did was share our photos together.
我们只是做了一个单单一个行动而已。
All we did was one thing.
为什么这个行动会造成我们都变瘦呢
？But why did this one thing that we did together?
我等一下会跟你说。
I will tell you later.
Okay, 可是里面重点是什么
？What's the idea? What's the main idea?
当每个人不断的在吃、在拍、在上传的时候，我们形成一个共振的一个频率。
As we were doing the same thing together, uploading photos, sharing photos, and continuing to eat, we were on the same wavelength, the same frequency.
就像你刚刚看到那个节拍器。
Just as you were watching the metronome back there before.
它可能不断的在动，可是动到最后，它会形成一个频率。
When it first started, everyone was on a different frequency, but in the end, they all became one.
为什么我们人没有办法达到我们想要的得到的做法呢
？But how come as humans we can't do what we want to do sometimes?
因为大家都在不同的频率上面。
Because a lot of times we're doing different things at different frequencies.
如果认识我的人都知道，我是一个非常热情的人。
If you know Gene, you know he's a very friendly person.
尤其在敬拜的时候，我每次唱歌唱得特别大声。
Especially when he's worshiping, he's super passionate.
旁边有个姐妹真的受不了了。
One time there was a sister that she couldn't handle it anymore.
拍拍我说。
She slapped me on the shoulder.
你去参加诗班吧。
I said, "Why don't you join the choir, Gene?"
我说你为什么不叫我参加敬拜队了，叫我参加诗班呢
？Gene said, "But why don't you let me join the worship team? Why do I have to join the choir?"
他说你去了就知道了。
Because when you go, you'll find out.
我非常兴奋地参加了诗班。
So Gene joined the choir.
因为我想说在里面终于可以把我5000两银子变成50000两银子了。
Because he wanted to take his talents and then exponentially multiply them.
结果那老师跟我说什么？
But the teacher of the choir said to him,
他说你要来参加诗班可以。
Gene, if you want to join the choir, you can.
可是你唱歌也要有一种方式。
But you gotta adjust your singing.
你要跟着旁边的那个人一起唱。
You gotta be singing the same thing as the other person next to you.
你只能听到他的声音，你要听不到你自己的声音。
You gotta be able to hear them, not only yourself.
我说这样唱歌有什么好玩的
？Gene said, But there's no fun to that.
因为听得到自己声音才好玩啊。
It's only fun to hear yourself.
我说听不到自己的声音唱歌，怎么听得到自己美妙的歌喉呢
？If I can't hear my own self singing, how can I cherish my own voice?
就是老师说你不要这样唱，你就走吧。
And the teacher said, "I mean, if you don't want to do it, you can leave."
结果我就离开了。
So Gene left.
后来我就问大家说，为什么在诗班唱歌要听不到自己的声音，要听到要唱的时候要跟着别人的声音来唱
？So Gene, he didn't know why he had to listen to other people rather than himself, so he asked them.
他说你不懂。
And they said, Gene, you don't understand.
这样子才能达到合一。
Gene, this is how you reach unity.
因为你在谦卑里面才能达到合一。
Because when you're humble, that is when you can be unified.
当一群人都按照自己的声音大唱的时候，
When everyone's singing different things at different times,
你怎么去跟别人合一呢？
How can you be unified with
others? 合一是什么？你谦卑下自己，把你真实舍命了以后，对准另外一个，那叫做合一。
What is unity? Unity is seeing someone else and then humbling yourself so that you're at their level.
当在诗班里面，每个人都对准旁边的一起唱的时候，大家唱出来就是那共振合一的诗歌。
And when everyone was humbled together, unified in the choir, when we sang together, that was when it was most beautiful.
这个不就是一个共振的力量吗？
Isn't this unity?
这个不就在一个同一个频率上，大家做同一个行动吗？
Isn't this on the same frequency? Everyone's doing the same thing together.
我终于知道为什么减肥营可以成功了。
So now I know why losing weight is possible.
因为每个在拍放照片的时候，大家都在看对方在吃什么。
Because you're keeping each other accountable, you'll see what everyone else is eating.
我们里面就有几个不合群的人。
And some people didn't hold to the standard.
每次都吃得特别的健康。
Every time they ate so healthy.
他每次放的时候，我们就不好意思了。
And every time they posted a photo, we didn't want to share ours.
他吃我吃红烧肉，他吃色拉。
We ate pork and they were eating salad.
我就决定跟他合一了。
And then I realized I wanted to be unified to them.
因为我觉得非常非常的 shameful, 非常的这个觉得很，我自己翻译中文。
Because I felt embarrassed and I felt like I needed to be on the same frequency.
所以我就决定跟他合一了。
So I decided to do what they did.
就因为这些不合群的人每次放色拉，因此我们全部人都开始吃色拉了。
Because now everybody after that is starting to eat salad together.
原来拍照上传有这么大的一个合一的力量。
Who knew that taking photos and sharing food together had such strength?
我终于懂了。
And I finally understand.
原来这就是那最重要的一个动作。
That this is a very important.
结果后来还发生奇妙的事情。
And then I realized something very interesting.
好像我们这几个人总是有一两个人这么不合群。
And but then I realized that there were a few people in the group that didn't really want to be a part of it.
大家都在吃色拉，他还在吃红烧肉。
Everyone was eating salad, but they continued eating whatever they wanted.
所以我们的组长就决定到他家门口去敲门了。
And so eventually our group leader went to their house and knocked on their door.
他说：“你这样做下去，我们都很难看。”
And said, "If you keep continuing doing this, you're going to embarrass us."
我们在这里并不已经不是在减肥了。
We're not even losing weight at this point.
我们是要帮助大家一起减肥的。
We're trying to lose weight together.
我瘦不瘦已经不重要了。
It's not important that I lose weight.
你不瘦，我非常的难过。
If you don't lose weight, I will be sad.
你不瘦下去，我已经没有办法。我每天到你家来按门铃了。
If you don't lose weight, I'll come and knock on your door every morning.
我每天早上打电话给你了。
I'll call you every day.
我每天就带着你一起去吃饭好了。
I'll eat salad with you together.
结果他被一群人环绕着。
And then that person got surrounded.
老实讲，他不合一都很难。
And kept saying that, man, not doing what everyone else is doing is very hard.
这就叫做共振的力量。
This is the power of unity.
说大家一群人一起在做同一个动作，一起在共振在一个频率当中的时候，
When everybody is doing the same thing together at the same frequency,
我们会形成一股力量。
We have one force.
这个力量是可以摧毁任何问题的力量。
This force can overcome any problems.
从神的角度来看，它是一个能摧毁罪恶的力量。
From the Lord's perspective, this force can overcome sin.
它也可以克服恐惧的力量。
It can overcome fear.
他也可能击垮耶利哥城墙的力量。
Break down the walls of Jericho.
所以说以色列人用了六天的时间在环绕耶利哥城。
So as the Israelites were going around the walls of Jericho,
你有没有想过他们这六天在干什么？
Have you ever wondered what they did for six days?
其实他们只干了一件事情，就在走路吧，对不对？
Did they just walk for six days?
不然我们一起走一下好吗？
Sure.
好，一起走啊。不然你是哪个教会的？
SP,
no wonder,
kidding.
怪不得我是 IMS 的，怪不得我们走来走去都走不在一起。
May the Lord help us.
你懂我意思吗？所以说走一天是不够的。
Walking one day is just not enough to be unified.
我们要走六天。
They had to walk six days together.
SP 教会是吧
？I'm kidding. I'm part of BSF.
BSF, me too. Yeah, 请你继续走一下好吗
？I forgot how to walk.
It's okay. 我们你是 IM， 我现在就很谦卑的跟他一起。跟你一起合一，懂吗 ？OK， 所以你想想看，如果我们这样子一起做六天，会发生什么事情
？So what would happen if we did that together for the six days？
Brian， 我们就是一个教会了。
We would be one church?
我们是不是一个教会现在？
Are we the same church right?
No, 是还是不是？
Yes, we are.
It's a matter of questions. 这是一个问题，你给我答案就好了。
Yes, we are. We are part of the same church now.
所以你看，四万人在环绕耶利哥城走六天的时候，一开始一定是一大一群这个散涣的军人嘛，对不对？
So as different people were marching around the walls of Jericho together.
那你说走到第六天是发第七天到时候会发生什么事情
Over time, by the sixth and seventh day, what would happen?
我记得我在小时候参加一个叫做行军比赛的 marching competition.
As a child, Gene participated in a marching competition.
就像去阅兵之前就在这边练习一样。
Just practicing like the soldiers in the army.
对，结果我们那一班练习的非常非常的努力，他每天我们每天都在练习。
And that class was super committed to this marching competition.
连续练了一个月。
We practiced every day for a month.
练了我都变瘦了。
We practiced so much that I lost so much weight.
可是不像减肥营，那是短暂的。
But that wasn't like the weight loss program.
自从我参加减肥营以后，我就从来没变胖回来过。
After joining the weight loss program, I've never gained weight after.
然后我们连续练习了一个月。
And after practicing together for a month.
可是真正到比赛的那一天。
We didn't know what happened until the day of the competition.
我们有几十个人一起做一个同作动作在那里行军。
We had a group of people doing the same movements together.
你知道在比赛的那一刹那。
But the day on the day of the competition.
你知道我的感受是什么吗？
Do you guys know how I felt?
我觉得我已经没有在走路了。
I felt like I wasn't walking and marching anymore.
我发现我跟我周围全部的人形成了一股力量。
I feel like as I was looking around, all of us were doing the same thing.
是一个震动。
It was a movement.
我们一起在做，在同一个频率上震动。
We were resonating at the same frequency.
不是我在走，好像是我们一起在走。
It wasn't just me walking by myself. We were walking together.
那是一种真正的一种合一的感觉。
That is what the feeling of unity is like.
好像已经不是我一个人在做事情了。
Because it didn't feel like I was alone.
是我们一群人在做事情。
But I was part of a collective doing things together.
已经不再是我个人能走得多好了。
It didn't matter if I could march the best.
而是在这里面，我们是有一股使命感在做这件事情。
But what mattered was that we had a mission to accomplish together.
所以我们到一个境界的时候，我们在走的时候，哇，我们非常享受这种行军的境界。
And as we were walking and marching together, we just had a great time.
到最后，我们当然赢了冠军。
And we actually won the championship.
可是你问我们的伙伴说，冠军重要吗？
But
冠军
Say that again.
我问我的伙伴们，赢冠军很重要吗？
But I asked my teammates, was winning the competition that important?
他看着我说，他说你比冠军还更重要。
And they looked at me and said, Gene, you are more important than winning this competition.
所以我在这里面，我感受到，我知道这以色列人在环绕耶利哥城到第七天是什么的感受。
So now, after that, I knew what it was like for the Israelites to walk together for seven days.
如果你看整个圣经里面，他所讲的字叫做一个 Judgment Day。
And if you look in the Word of God, it calls that Judgment Day.
你会看神他花了六天创造世界。
God created the world in six days.
他第七天看这世界说什么？
And on the seventh day, what did he say?
他说一切甚好。
He said all is good. It is.
他在享受他所做的一切。
He was enjoying the pleasure of his.
说第七天已经不再是一个练习了。
So by the seventh day, it's not there's no more practice necessary.
第七天是什么？第七天是一个 validation, 是一个证明他们的是一个团队，是一个力量的一群人。
The seventh day was a way to show them that they and validate to them that they were together. They were one.
第七天是一个享受。
The seventh day was actually something to be enjoyed.
第七天是一个使命。
The seventh day was their mission to accomplish.
因此，在第七天的时候，大家神跟约书亚说，他说你们可以叫众人都呼喊吧。
And on the seventh day, the Lord gave Joshua the command to let the people shout in unison.
你知道那呼喊的意思是什么吗
？Do you know what the shout meant?
你觉得那时候还需要呼喊让城墙倒塌吗
？Do you really feel like shouting would actually collapse a wall?
你没有看过美国的 NBA 篮球吗
？Have you ever watched NBA?
有一个叫 Stephen Curry， 很会投三分球，大家知道吗
？The guy on the Golden State Warriors called Stephen Curry。
知道吗？
哦、Do you know him?
他投得够好，他投得够准。他投完以后，他头也不回就出去庆祝了。
He'll just take a shot and then he'll act like he already made it and he'll just run back to his
side. 因为他知道那球一定会进的。
Because he knows that the ball will go in.
因为他已经做得够多了。
He's done it. He's practiced.
同样，以色列人已经做到一种境界， 他第七天的时候，他们在这边呼喊的时候，他已经知道耶利哥城已经要倒塌了。
And likewise, the Israelites, they already knew that they were going to win. They didn't need to doubt, so they just shouted together.
所以他们呼喊的真正的目的是什么？不是在什么，在让城倒塌，而是在庆祝。
So what was the purpose of the shout on the seventh day? It's not to collapse the walls of Jericho, but to celebrate together.
所以说我在想在这个整个耶利哥城的故事的时候。
So as I was thinking about the fall of the wall of Jericho's story,
我回想到整个 BICF 的我们的使命跟我们的意向是什么。
So that makes me think about BICF as a collective community, what the vision is, what the goal is.
那我跟大家讲一下，如果照理说我们都是 BICF 的会友，我们应该都会背这两个东西吧。
So if you're part of BICF, you should know the vision and mission statement, right?
是吗
？Yeah.
Yes. No. Okay. It's okay. No, 没有关系。Okay.我们现在开始好吗
？We're gonna do it together. Say it together.
It's never too late.
It's never too.
Okay.
不太晚。
Yeah, 没有，不 ，It's never too late. 哦，对不起，不会太晚。Yeah, 不好意思。Yeah, 下堂要讲英文。
Okay.
所以说我们的 vision 是什么？我们是要不断的不断的倍增，在不断倍增的社群里面，建立一个充满活力、不断的倍增的社群里面，能转化人的生命。
So what is our vision here at BICF? We want to create a community that is vibrant, that represents all nations so that we can transform people's lives as they go to different cities, nations, and the world for Jesus.
我想问一下各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在外面不断倍增社群的人，请举手一下好吗
？I just want to ask you if Gene, I need you to translate that one.
Okay, whoever is reproducing communities, whoever is in the audience, please raise your hand.You are creating vibrant and reproducing community. 有吗？很少。Okay, yeah, we have a few. That's great. Don't be shy. It's okay. 然后呢 ，Let me go to our mission. 我们一起回到我们的使命，好吗
？We're going to talk about the mission together.
我们的使命是很简单，这是很重要的，这是大使命，每个基督徒该要做的大使命，是让万民做耶稣基督的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So the mission is what we all have as a Christian. It's to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them all the commands that Jesus has given us.
我每次看到这个使命，我都很兴奋。
Every time I look at this mission, I get excited.
因为我是负责我们教会受洗班的。
Because I'm in charge of baptizing.
我们过去五年受洗了1100个人。
Over the past 5 years, we've baptized over 1,000 people.
都是我把他们从水里拉起来的。
It was all from just pulling them right out of the water.
我看说要帮万民施洗嘛。
这成语吗
？Baptize for 10,000 people. Okay, so 那我想说，如果五年1000个人，那我再做个50年，我应该可以做到万人吧
？So if I did 1,000 people in 5 years, how many people could I do in 50 years.
那你在台下的会友说，那完了，那我也要报受洗班，我也来帮忙受洗好了。
So that probably means that I need your help. I need a few of you.
直到有一个姐妹跟我讲说，不是你帮我受洗的，是那个牧师，你又不是牧师，你怎么会帮我受洗了
？But one day a sister told me, hey, you didn't baptize me. The pastor baptized.
彻底的一头把我给打醒了。
But it felt like I was that hit me and I was suddenly awakened.
我到现在连一个人都没洗过。
Until today, I've never actually baptized anyone.
所以说，我想说，那在我们的会友该怎么办呢？对不对
？So what should we do?
Okay, 所以说我们要怎么样子能来按照神所赋予我们的使命来去做真正的 BSF 的使行出我们的 BSF 的使命
？So what do we? How do we accomplish BICF's missions together?
说在这个时候，突然有个很特别的事情发生。
And as I was thinking about this, something very special happened.
我妈妈来到北京。
My mom came to Beijing.
你知道我跟我妈妈感情非常的好。
And I have an incredible relationship with my mom.
我非常爱我妈妈。
I really love her.
我妈也很爱我。
And she loves me too.
可我们是彼此对方的耶利哥城。
We are each other's walls of Jericho.
Yes.
What does that mean?
就是这样子命。Okay. 所以说，因为我爸爸走了以后，我妈妈很伤心。
And after my father passed on, my mom was very sad.
我妈不大希望出去交朋友。
She didn't really want to go out and be social and make friends.
那我就要一直希望她能出去交朋友。
But I kept encouraging her to make new friends.
我非常爱她。
Because I really love her.
可是她就不出去。
But she never wanted to do it.
就我们家两个就有很多的争执。
And that caused some problems between us.
结果呢，我就用尽各种不同的方式，结果我们两个就变成常常有一些争吵。
And I tried all the ways that I could to help her, but eventually it just became a dispute every time we talked about it.
Yeah, 我太爱她了。
Because I love her too much.
我就希望她按照我的方式来做。
I just want her to do things my way.
因为我觉得我在教会这么久，我懂啊。
Because I feel like I've been in church for so long, I understand.
我圣经学的很多。
I know the word of God.
你听我就好了。
Just listen to me.
就像我参加诗班的原因一样。
It's like me joining the choir. Listen to me.
结果我妈生气就走掉了。
But my mom, she just got up and left.
结果她终于又回来了。
But she came back.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
这次该怎么办
？What do I do?
我很想帮助她。
I really want to help her.
我特别爱她。
Because I really love her.
结果决定这次来做一个共振的事业。
So I've decided to share testimony.
因为我自己做不了嘛。
Because I can't do it myself.
我妈非常喜欢去研读圣经。
My mom really loves to read the word of God.
结果我就知道有一个。每天灵修的小组叫做 L3 小组。
And then I found out that there was a Bible study devotion group called L3.
你说 devotion 有什么不一样的？
What is a devotional Bible study?
可是它最特别的是什么？它是让一群人每天按照同一个时间，比如说在七点钟的时候，就会一起在线上开一个微信的一个这种聊天室，大家在这上面一起在实时的在聊天。
It's an opportunity daily where people meet together on WeChat. They call each other at the same time, pray and read the word together.
我说这也太难了吧。
I thought, man, that is so hard to organize.
怎么可能早上七点钟起得来，还在那边跟别人哈利路亚，再三十分钟再去上班呢
？Why would I wake up at 7 a.m. shout some hallelujahs, pray together?
我说这跟人性完全是背道而驰的。
This is hard to do.
结果想不到，他们在我妈参加了以后，我发现这个有奇怪的事情发生了。
But after my mom joined L3's devotional group,
他们在这里面形成一个非常特别的共振的力量。
Because within the group they had a very strong unity.
我们有一个姐妹，她是很喜欢晚起床的人，她又为了参加 L3 的小组，她每天都急急忙忙不刷牙就出门去上班了。
We have a person in the group that She loves waking up late, and she didn't really have enough time for the group. She's a late riser.
她参加这里以后，她就每天一早起来，先被圣灵充满，再出去。
But after she joined this small group, she decided to commit to it and wake up early to pray together with other people.
就这么一个简单的动作，每天早上六点半起来，互相在一起，同时间一起做一个查经及分享。
Just such a simple change in her daily habits, where she got up earlier, prayed with others, just changed her life.
我每天听到我妈的房间传出奇怪的声音出来。
Every morning, I hear some weird noises coming out from my mom's room.
Amen, 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 hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
我妈每天就在里面叫阿们。
She's always yelling hallelujah and amen.
然后呢，她就走出来。
And then she'll come out of the room.
她也就开始有微笑了。
And she starts smiling.
第二天就更大的微笑。
Days after that, her smiles are even bigger.
第六天就大笑出来。
Week after this program, she just couldn't stop smiling.
她第七天出来了以后，就像摩西一样。
She came out after a week looking like the radiance on Moses' face.
我说妈，你拿帕子遮一下吧。
I had to cover my mom. You got to cover your face. You're too bright.
我妈跟我说了一句话
But my mom said to me,
儿子
Son,
我终于有朋友了
I have friends now
儿子
Son,
我不再孤独了
I'm not lonely anymore
儿子
Son,
我终于有家人了
I finally have a family
我说妈那我算什么
But I said, but mom, what am I to you?
她说儿子
She said, Son,
我们现在可是有使命的
We have a mission to accomplish.
我说你也有使命啊。
I said to my mom, "You have a mission too."
你的使命不是爱我吗？
Isn't your mission to love your son?
她说你错了。
She said, "Nope, you're wrong."
神给我们的使命是什么
？What is the mission that the Lord has given us?
她说要让万人成为我们的门徒啊。
For us to make disciples of all nations.
要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为他们施洗啊。
To baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我说妈，你想要参加受洗班吗
？I said, Mom, do you want to join the baptism?
你已经洗过了。
But you've already been baptized.
他说 No, 你搞不清楚，我们每个人都要让周围每个人更像耶稣啊。
It doesn't matter if I got baptized already. I want everyone to become more like Jesus.
这才叫做门徒啊。
This is a real disciple.
那我们如何能成为门徒？就不断的每天的奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的帮我周围每个人来帮他们来施洗，让生命达到改变。
So how do we become disciples of Jesus?We need to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我在那时候看到一个不一样的妈妈出现。
And eventually, I saw my mom in a new perspective, a new person.
我那时候举起杯来祝谢了。
And I was raising a cup to celebrate.
我说感谢你。
And I said, thank you.
我的一个耶利哥城又被破碎了。
Another wall of Jericho in my life has been destroyed.
就是经过这么简单的一个动作。
Because of a simple Bible study group.
所以说我想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you guys a question today.
我们身为 BSF 的会员会有。
As members of BICF,
我们今天经历了不知道明天会什么样的一个状况。
We might be here today where we know what's going on today, but we don't know what the future holds.
我们怎么样找到跟我们一群的人来达成那共振的力量？
How do we find people to surround ourselves with that will do the same thing with us together?
我们可以做什么样的行动来开始那个共振？
What actionable steps can we take to be unified?
我们要做什么样的行动来达到共振到同一个频率？
What actionable steps can we take to be on the same frequency together?
我们是不是也带一群人去环绕一群建筑物算了？
Shouldn't we just get a group of people and just walk around?
只有两种可能。
There's two possibilities.
一种你也达成共振了。
You'll have.
One method is you also achieve resonance. Okay. 还有另外一种可能是没有人跟你一起去，知不知道
？You could either do it with other people or you could do it by yourself.
所以说在那时候。
So at by that time.
可是神说你不用担心。
And at that time, the Lord told me you don't need to worry.
他说耶利花。小玉约书亚说
and the Lord said to Joshua,
看哪
Look,
我已经把那耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手上
I've already given you and delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men.
所以在我们结束之前我想问大家一个问题
So before we close today, I've got one question for you.
我们的耶利哥城是什么
What is your Wall of Jericho.
我们为什么会聚在这里
Why do we meet here together?
是为了一栋建筑吗
Is it because of the building that we come to?
还是为了我们的使命
Or is it because of our mission?
我们为什么成为基督徒在北京
Why in the world would we be Christians in Beijing?
我们到底真正神赋予我们的意向跟使命是什么
What is the vision and the mission that the Lord has given us?
如果我们要一起真正的是去成就 BSF 的意向与使命的话
If we really want to accomplish the vision and mission of BICF
那我们共振的第一个行动该是什么
What is the first thing that we need to do together?
我们如此 每一个人如何在这里面达成一个贡献
How do we become unified?
所以在结束之前我想用一个反思来做一个结束好吗
So I want to give us a time to reflect right now.
Okay, I want everybody, 我们会放一个 video, 这 video 很特别是一群沙子在一个震动的盘子上当那个频率震动越高的时候沙子就会形成不断的图形每成一个小圈圈的时候你就看到那可能就是未来的一个社群。
So we're going to be putting a video on the screens behind us and it's going to be showing us sand that is being vibrated at the same frequency and how that creates unity.
求神带领我们
May the Lord help us
破碎我们的耶利哥城
to overcome our walls of Jericho
破碎 BSF 的耶利哥城
to overcome the walls of Jericho for BICF
耶和华跟约书亚说
just like the Lord said to Joshua
看哪
look
我已经把耶利哥城跟一切他的人都交在你的手上
I've already delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its men
谢谢
Thank you
IMS 推出服务号想要线上奉献的弟兄姐妹可以关注服务号界面下方会有线上奉献点击后会出现二维码大家就可以扫码奉献了